Happy blackout, everybody.
We've arrived, Joey.
Our defense, in my defense, nothing is our fault.
So, this is a feat. We are actually recording in the daylight.
Welcome back for Ep 3. I'm Claire.
This is Renee. Sorry, we forgot to mention that a few times.
But there's your little refresher.
There are a few things I'd like to address before we start this podcast.
Little weekly roundup, roundhouse kick.
A weekly roundhouse kick to the fucking face,
to
Joey.
To the face, Joey.
Yeah, so I noticed... Just hearing back at the podcast, I notice I sound a little bit like offset when I say mm-hmm. Because when Claire is telling a story, I just go, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
are my greatest feature.
Yeah. When offset goes, cookie, that's me going, mm-hmm. So I just wanted to put that out there. I notice and I'm working on it, but I still gotta say, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then.
First thing on this weekly roundhouse kick agenda. Shout out to our Virginia listeners. We looked at our analytics. 12% of our listeners are coming from Virginia. And that is both confusing and beautiful
mm-hmm.
at the same time. It is.
We, we're from Indiana. If you've listened,
we're not from Indiana.
Okay, we're not a homegrown Indiana girl, but girl as in one of us.
We
singular.
Wish.
We do wish. Yeah, we're not from here, but we're nowhere close to Virginia. But I gotta shout out you guys because you're the homies. Someone there is spreading the word, and we
Indiana
appreciate that.
People send. Send us in some shit. I mean, Virginia people, send us in some shit. We will discuss your Virginia problems.
How about, Claire, list off our business email?
Oh, no, this is a real thing. If anybody has any comments, questions, concerns...
Don't be mean.
Our email is, and I apologize, but you know how Gmail is with everything's taken. It is in.our.defense.podcast@gmail.com.
And I know these Virginia listeners are listening. Our is spelled O-U-R, not A-R. I know sometimes there's some confusion.
No offense. It happens.
In my defense, no
in
offense.
In your defense, no offense to you.
It's how you were raised.
But again, any comments, questions, concerns, please send it in. Hate mail, we will defer to send anywhere else we're not that concerned.
We get that a lot just in the DMs.
And you know what makes my day, but it's not getting brought up on the podcast.
It might. If you've got a really, really
No,
beefy
if you have like a really
detailed.
Nasty, horrible message that is in incredible detail, then yes, I am going to read it just because everybody wants a little bit of that smoke.
So now everyone's just going to add a bunch of adjectives, adverbs.
I'm going to wake up and there's going to be 500 hate mail messages.
500.
500. And they're all from my mom.
Yeah, as if we have that many listeners. It's just Claire's mom going on 500 different computers at the local library. Shout out.
The local library. Also, quick shout out to my aunt who sent me like a really nice message about her podcast. She also drinks brunettes, and that is flame. Because again, what we said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No.
Because if your girl is a brunettes drinker, don't try and make her a Tito's drinker, a Kettle One drinker, a Grey Goose drinker, because you're going
to
break the bank. You're going to break the bank. Why not keep that bank intact and let your girl keep drinking that brunettes? Who cares?
No one, not us.
Especially not us. Last thing on our little weekly agenda, we have had some people saying that there is like a sound problem with some of the words that we say involving S's. It's not a sound problem.
We have a lisp.
Renee and I both have like a very slight, small lisp. And
I hate to admit it. Honestly, I told my sister about it. She goes, yeah. I was like, yeah, Clara actually brought to my attention that I had a lisp. And she was we've been new.
It started when people told us that we have, like, a really similar voice, which happens, like, we talk in the same tone, we have the exact same dialect and intonation, everything like that. And it even happens, like, sometimes we're on the phone, my family and friends can't tell when it's me or Renee. Like, the other day,
yesterday,
I was on the phone with, like, my best friends from home. And they were like, put Renee on the phone. And I put Renee on the phone. They go, okay, come on. Like, Claire, actually give it to Renee. And I'm like, and she's like, no, this is Renee, I swear.
Yeah, this is me. Same then list.
My list brought to light her list.
I had no idea until, you know what, just one day Claire goes, you have a list too. And yeah. I'm like, well,
and who doesn't love to find out more things about themselves that they don't like?
Exactly. I'm surprised no one else brought this to my attention sooner. You're so fucking fake. Everyone who's listening, that's my friend in real life. Like, why have you never told me you have a list?
Shout out, you guys keep listening, but.
Sorry for cursing.
Thanks for ignoring that list. Okay. So Renee, we talked obviously last week about the first date trauma, yes. Which personally, even after listening to it 9 or 10 times while I was editing it, I love to hear about our horrendous first dates. But Renee just realized she forgot one.
I did.
So
yes, my sophomore year of college, I was dating this guy for like maybe like a month, month and a half, and then he made it official. And then a week later, he goes, my dad and his wife are in town. Do you want to go to dinner with them? I was like,
no, but okay.
I was like, I really shouldn't. But after I talked to my friends, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take one for the team.
One quick side note. I was talking to my mom because I had somebody ask me if I could do something for them. And I told her, if you can't think of an excuse, you have 0.1 seconds to think of an excuse. If you cannot think of an excuse in that first 0.1 seconds, you're fucked. You have to do it because otherwise you're gonna go, oh, shoot, I have to, and they're going to know it's fake.
Exactly.
You have to, if you can't think, everybody, keep an excuse in your back pocket. My personal favorite, I have to drive a friend to the airport. I use that all the time. A lot of people probably think that I drive Uber from how many times I'm saying I have to drive a friend to the airport.
Like, how many friends do you have? Clearly one, at least.
At best.
At least one.
On a good day, like 8.
8 Ubers to the airport. So, so he asked me to do this, and I'm like, it had been like a week. I didn't have an excuse. I just really was not wanting to go on this. I've never really met the parents. I had a boyfriend.
Except for mine.
Yeah, I've had a boyfriend in high school. We lasted 2 weeks when we were official, and I broke up with him.
Was this the guy who was like 28 when you were in high school?
Well, no. We'll bring that up at a later date.
Wait, I have to say this real quick. We'll talk about this boyfriend more later. But Renee goes, yeah, one time he picked me up, and we drank Smirnoff Ices at the beach, and then he kissed me on the ride home. She was like 19 when this happened. I'm like,
but
this is
no,
so embarrassing.
But before that, I was 15, and he was 24. So shout out all my pedos.
No. Okay. I'm going to cover that up and say we do not shout them out.
We do not.
And this was weird.
No.
But so continue with your age-appropriate boyfriend, please.
Age-appropriate boyfriend. He was like a year older than me. Well, it was more like a year and a half. I was pretty young for my grade, but not for a fifth year.
Nobody
I was
cares.
Right on track. Anyways, so yeah, eventually I was like, you know what? I will go on this date with your dad and his wife. And, you know, I should have known there was something up when he said my dad and his wife. I mean,
he didn't even say stepmom, which is
he did not say stepmom, which I should have known there was something fishy going on. And so we're at this really nice steakhouse and
not red.
not red the steakhouse, no. So we're at this nice steakhouse. First of all, I get lobster mac and cheese. Everyone gets a nice sirloin steak, an 8-ounce sirloin steak. There's me with my lobster mac and cheese.
Whatever.
I was just hanging out. And so they actually, bless you. That was a cough.
But thank you.
Yeah, so so my boyfriend was 21. I was like 19. And the waiter never ID'd me. So I was like, you know what? I'll have a nice red.
I haven't seen you drink red wine, like, ever.
Ever. No. So I was like, yeah, I'll have a nice glass
of red. We love
a
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc?
A nice crisp white.
So I'm 2 glasses deep on this wine.
And at 19, she's fucked up now.
Yeah. So literally, I'm on the edge of my seat falling over.
Yeah.
So we're at dinner, and then we're having a really good conversation. We were talking about how me and my boyfriend met, and everything was going so well. And I go, how did you guys meet?
An innocent question.
And all of a sudden, it just goes dead quiet. We're in a crowded restaurant, but it seemed like everyone heard. They all stopped talking. And they're like, that at work, and I thought nothing of it until the car ride home. So this was the most silent car ride I have ever been in. And you know what? I'm still thinking I did nothing wrong. You know, I'm probably four glasses wine deep now, 19. That hit me pretty hard.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so he goes, yeah, my dad actually cheated with my mom with this girl at his work who is now my dad's wife. And in that moment, I had never wanted to kill myself more. I had realized exactly what I said wrong. I just knew that that was the end for us. And, you know, shortly after, it was because he got back with his ex-girlfriend the day that he broke up with me. She probably didn't ask that question at dinner.
Probably not.
Probably not. That was probably one of it. It wasn't even a first day, but it was the first day with the parents, and that was the worst.
Oh,
I've
God.
Ever been
meeting
out of
my the parents
life.
Is something that is a whole other topic because it is so easy, even if you are like one of the most personal people, like so good with adults. I've always found like I'm really, really good with adults, like mm-hmm. I am super engaging, unless the off chance that I've maybe had too much to drink, then it might be a little bit too much. Too engaging.
Too candid.
A little too candid, a little too engaging, a little bit overwhelming. If
for
you
some
will.
People.
But I kind of also feel like sometimes, like, when it comes to meeting a guy, like, meeting the parents of a guy that I'm seeing, I get nervous. And then I either am too quiet and I feel like I need to say something, and then whatever I say is, like, totally inappropriate and out of context. Or I talk way too much. Way.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
Too much. No, you're right, it doesn't. So last week we talked a little bit about Snapchat locations, and we were talking about how we think that like girls definitely care more than guys. Mm-hmm. So we did a little bit of research
and we asked
around to some guys. And I'll start with the general consensus is that they do not care as much as girls.
Which is honestly kind of shocking to me because I feel like if they're so concerned about taking their location off, wouldn't they, like, think to check it a little bit more?
Right, another thing that I found is that people who have their location on check it way more than people who mm-hmm. don't. You know what I mean? So here are some of the responses that I got. I just, like, basically sent a text that was like, hey, you know, Renee and I are doing a little bit of research for the podcast. Like, can you just let me know? Do you guys, like, give that much of a fuck about, you know, Snapchat locations? And one that I got is they were like, yeah, they def do if, like, somebody isn't responding. Because, you know, like, you check and you're like, when was the last time you went on mm-hmm. Snapchat? To, like, see if I texted you 10 minutes ago but you're on Snapchat 2 minutes ago, you're ignoring me. And I said, like what about in regards to girls? And they were like, oh, yeah, it depends. And I said, would you ever get jealous over where a girl's location is? And they said, no. And I said, do you ever look at a girl's location that you're interested in? And he was like, I guess just trying to see, like, the last time they're on their phone.
Honestly, he was just trying to be coy. I know he does.
I asked the most coy person that I could have. The other one was like, only every now and again. Like, I really only use it to see if my friends are closer on their way or where they're going. It's not to track people. And then I asked, you know, like, do you ever, like, look at the location of a girl that you're interested in? And would a girl's location ever make you jealous? And never really. Not really. I've never really checked that.
These are lies.
But I feel like if I saw an ex's location on Snap Maps, like, at a friend's house, I would be upset, which obviously. And that's, like, another response that we got from, like, one of our friends who we just saw is he was like, I wouldn't be jealous of a girl's Snapchat location because, like, I don't know where they are. They might be driving, which disproves mine and Renee's previous theory of driving and dropping your location somewhere because they know that you're in the fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, unless it's at, like, a location where they can see that you're with other people that are on their Snap Maps or, like, they know the location.
Well, quick side note on that same guy. We went over to his house. We just stood outside knocking for probably 2 minutes in the freezing rain. Didn't realize he had a girl over.
And we thought we were going to hang out, but we quickly realized that...
We brought some claws. We were ready to get down and just hang out.
Because like, normally he is, yeah, but today...
He looked a little sleepy, so I did. Thought maybe...
We thought he was napping, but turns out he was napping with a female.
Yeah. Yeah, he like... We heard her voice, and we were like, let's
Well, I knew something was up when he wouldn't let us come into his room. But anyways, again, another one of my friends goes, like, I personally don't, but I know friends of mine that have used it for me. And so I feel like a lot of guys are using it more in the sense of, like, their friends, like, trying to figure out where their friends are and stuff like that. And, like, my guy friend basically said, like, other than my girlfriends, like, I really haven't used it. Another one of my friends said I only use it to find my friends. And
Claire's
like,
only saying this so she can say another one of my friends to pretend
I'm lying. I took a survey online. But, like, especially people that don't share their Snapchat location seem to be the ones who really don't care. And, yeah, no, again, continuing on our general consensus, it's more guys are using it to see where their own friends are. Sure, they might, like... get a little jealous if they see where you are and they know where you are. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, you know, why are you there? If they know like where one of your exes or like a guy that you talk to sometimes lives, then sure, maybe they'll get jealous. But like for the most part, when guys are opening up Snap Maps, it seems like they're really using it to see like where are all of my friends at and like are they on the way and stuff like that.
Well, at that point, it's like just add them share on find my... I share feel like location. Guys do not share locations.
Guys don't do
friends.
Find my friends. I can tell you right now, I probably have like 15 to 20 people on my Find My Friends.
That you don't even care about.
That I don't even... you don't have people who live like in completely different states, yeah. But it's just like...
Once in a blue moon, you'll see them, and yeah. You were like, oh, let's share a location.
But it's so much easier because then you don't have to wait for them to open their phone. Unless they turn locations off, their phone is dead. Like, you can just see where they are.
You know who you are.
Exactly. But like with Snapchat location, I guess you can see like... when they were last on their phone, which can like be kind of helpful, but like, yeah. Shout out to all my men. Just start sharing location with each other. It's not that big of a deal.
Just start sharing your location with me. I just said sharp when I said start. Did you hear that?
Just start your location with me.
I'm over
you went to say
it.
Share, not start. Also, by the
also,
way, we went to brunch before this, so that's gonna be a little bit.
Are we drinking White Claws? Yeah. Are we gonna burp? Yes, maybe.
Maybe. Mm. Shout out White Claw. Please sponsor us. We'll literally give you a shout out for free. Send us one six pack and you guys will get a shout out.
Honestly, when we start the podcast next week, we'll do a sweet crack of the claw and we'll just, you know, do some ASMR.
It'll be, I was about to say, it'll be White Claw ASMR.
White Claw ASMR. Gross.
Okay, so the next topic, I literally, like, on our... kind of like we write down on a piece of paper like different shit that we need to cover.
Yeah, we should have a whiteboard. We don't.
Yeah. We will potentially one day invest in one if somebody gets one for us.
All we have is microphones on a rickety table that used to be my grandpa's.
It is a ripped apart card table, but that's irrelevant.
Besides the point.
So I have written down that I have a surprise topic, and I realized, so my mom came into town last week because, you know, I was sick, and I got, like, one night I got no sleep, so obviously I called my mom in the morning.
You know we were sick. We were sniffling.
Still are.
Yeah.
But so I called her, and then she, being the angel that she is, came down to take care of Renee and I when we were sick, and she got us some pasta.
Well, because at first Claire said she was sick, and she's like, eh. And then I was sick, and then she said, I'm on my way. Wheels up in 10.
Okay, actually, really quick side note. It was so cute when Renee was saying goodbye. She gives my mom a hug, and then she goes, puts her shoes on. She goes, I'm going to come back for one more. It was really cute. Doesn't say goodbye to me, but no. Needs to give my mom multiple hugs.
I know we'll see Claire
again. If anybody who knows my mother, she is just like the definition of... She is the definition of just like... such like good mom vibes. Like just like so comforting.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes down... and it reminded me of this topic, and it's a part of my life that I realized I have never shared with Renee, which is bizarre because I've shared every part of my life with Renee.
Every.
Like, every. So this is a part of my life that involves show business.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
And musicals.
Okay, turn it off now.
So when I was in the third grade, every third grade class, like it was a thing in my elementary school, every single third grade class puts on like a big fairy tale production. Like we each get a different fairy tale.
When your parents' friends are hanging out and then you show them a little dance that you and your friends made up, that's pretty much what it was.
Shut the fuck up.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about because do I like to perform for an audience? Obviously.
Is that audience your family? Yes.
This wasn't. Each third grade class got a different fairy tale and they would do a play about it. And this is like one of those plays, you know, like no props, kids are playing trees and shit like that.
Hands up in the air.
So we have in third grade, all of a sudden my teacher tells me, okay, we're starting the third grade production today. I'm thinking, thank God I wore my best fucking outfit. I'm sitting here. I have on my...
I was fat in third grade.
I was gonna get there. I have on my camo cargo capris, my hot pink floral geocs, my shirt that is like a white t-shirt layered over a pink one that says trendsetter and gems. And I'm thinking, this, you could not have picked a better day for this to start because I am wearing, I am wearing my best outfit. So our teacher tells us we have to all do individual auditions where you have to read like a little bit. Yeah, you have to read like a little bit of some lines and then sing a song in front of our entire class. I'm one of the last people to go. Everybody in front of me is like sitting up there reading as fast as they can, and then they're singing the alphabet because they're horrified.
Like Jacob Sartorius at his concert when he raps the alphabet?
I don't know who Jacob Sartorius is.
Embarrassingly, I do, and I know exactly what I'm talking about.
But anyways, so like kids are getting up there. They're singing the alphabet because they're mortified. Because they're on stage in front of all of their, not even, it's, because they're embarrassed. Like, you're on stage in front of everybody. Gets to my turn, and I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, an audience.
Mariah Carey approaches the stage.
I get up on the stage. I start reading my lines. French braids just cascading down my back. I get up. I am reading my lines. I have one hand in the air. As if I am like in a Shakespearean play, one hand in the air, one hand on my chest, reading these lines as if somebody had a gun to my head saying, read these lines as dramatically as you can, or I'm gonna shoot. I'm reading these lines, I'm pacing around the stage as I'm reading them.
I am
owning my space. We get to the song. I pick a song, I am belting it in front of my class. I finish, I'm like, I'm out of breath from the adrenaline and like the sheer exhaustion of this performance. I get off the stage, I'm like shaking because, you know, like the adrenaline come down. I sit in my chair, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I killed this. My teacher goes, our drama teacher, our elementary school drama teacher goes, all right, so, and we got Little Red Riding Hood, by the way.
That was the play.
She goes, that's the fairy tale we got, which I was really honestly hoping for any single other one beside of it. I was, fuck yourself.
She would have been a great wolf.
I would have, honestly.
She's evil.
That's a lie.
It's not.
But anyways, so she goes, who wants to play the part of Little Red Riding Hood? Me and every other, like, my entire all the females in my class and I, we all raise our hands.
You're all wearing French braids.
My mom used to do my hair fire when I was a kid. But anyways, so we all raise our hands and I'm literally at this point, like shins on the chair, sitting up, raising belly out, raising my hand, showing some nice round midriff, shaking my hand in the air. She picks the shyest girl in my class, which granted, this girl was probably the like cutest little kid in my class.
And
but
you
she
were
was
not?
In my head I was because my confidence was unreal.
Too unreal.
But so anyways, she picks the shyest girl in my class who, you know, was very cute but very, very quiet. Just take a guess. What part do you think I got?
The wolf.
No. And I didn't even get a tree. I was the gravel.
Okay. I played
the gravel. I was one of two kids who didn't get a line. Okay. Even the kid who played Little Red Riding Hood's basket got a line.
The basket.
And here I am playing the gravel. The girl she picked for Little Red Riding Hood ended up being too shy to take the role, so they made her the sun. She still got a line, and it went whoop shine when the sun rose in the morning.
Whoop shine.
Rise and then they are taking poll of, like, you know, like, who wants to be Little Red Riding Hood? Here I am again.
Belly out.
Pink geocks in the air. Please pick me. Nope. She picked somebody else. So I played the gravel, and I spent the entire play face down, but like head on the side, cheeks mushed against the ground, dead-eyed, dead-faced for the entire fucking play. And I was pissed because don't you think, as an elementary school drama teacher, you would reward the kids who give a little bit of a fuck?
Yeah, if I'm they like, were good.
If I was Little Red Riding Hood, though, the parents would have loved it because I would have gone off script. I would have been running around making it my own.
And maybe that's or exactly the wolf. Why you did not get picked.
That's irrelevant. Anyways, the reason my mom and I got on this topic is because I brought up something that happened about 2 months ago, or more than 2 months ago. It was Thanksgiving time. And I brought up to my mom, and I was like, oh, remember when I was in the production of High School Musical? My mom goes, you were never in fucking High School Musical.
Oh, you just told me about this.
She goes, you were never in High School Musical. I was like, I thought she was kidding at first. I go, yeah, I was. She goes, no, you weren't. I'm like, yeah, I was. Used to drop me off at the church basement.
The church basement.
Once a week for, like, tryouts for this. And I'm like, Mom, you even helped me get my costume together. I'm like, how do you not remember this? I ask my dad. Obviously, he's sitting there like, yeah.
She's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Was Father John taking advantage of you?
My dad's sitting there like, yes, yeah, of course I remember High School Musical. Like, of course. My dad has no idea what the fuck High School Musical is. So I have High School Musical auditions, and it's the same thing. We all have to sing.
Sure.
Wait, hold on.
High School Musical auditions at your Catholic church.
Positive in the church basement. And so everybody has to do their own individual audition. And at first I'm thinking, at this point, my spirit is crushed a little bit from my experience in show business.
Sure.
And so I get to the point where, like, it's almost my turn. Everybody's like singing some, like, BS thing, like Twinkle Twinkle Star, blah, 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 you know. Some girl who is the girl before me sings this. She sang Candle on the Water, which is a song I've never heard before and have never heard since. She had an incredible voice. This little girl was so talented.
And you were still thinking
she,
you were better
and
than
she
her?
And she killed it. So I'm going, all right, I'm really going to sing.
Okay, Sarah.
Okay, whatever the fuck your name is. Here I am. Geox zipped up. I'm getting into the middle of the room. Again, hand on stomach, other hand up in the air, belting my heart out in my geox. The roles come out for the play. Every single person, obviously the girls in Candle in the Water get to play Gabriella. Every single person gets to play some, like, cute high schooler or something like that. I get the role of Mrs. Darbus. The 70-year-old music teacher.
As if she can say Darbus without a lisp.
Darbeth.
Darbeth.
And I'm like, okay. So I remember my mom being like, my mom and I are sitting in my closet picking out floor-length skirts and button-down long sleeves to make my costume.
For your quote-unquote church play.
Yeah, right? But I'm like putting... We're like thinking about putting baby powder in my hair to make it gray. And I'm like, fuck this. Fuck this fucking show. And my parents don't even remember it. Which, a really quick side note, my entire childhood, I had an incredibly inflated sense of self-confidence.
Which is shocking because if you could see what she... If you could see what Clara looked like, she was gorgeous. I mean, in my opinion, but maybe not in everyone else's opinion.
What? Fuck off. So I remember one time I went to travel league soccer tryouts. Like, my sister played travel league. A ton of other people my age played travel league. And I went to go try out, and then all of a sudden they post the roster, and I'm not on it. And my mom always laughs because she goes, Claire looks at the computer screen and goes, well, they must have made a mistake. Which, shout out my confidence. But my mom goes, you've spent the entire hour and a half picking a wedgie out of your ass. Of course they didn't put you on the team. Anyways, ever since then, I have decided that I will pick and choose my stages.
Sure. I mean, you have to be, you know, choosy.
Fuck you. So last week we brought up a little bit shit that guys, and we said and girls, but today it's just going to be guys,
yeah,
should not wear. And we brought up the coveted
cargo pants.
No. We brought up the coveted muted tribal tank top.
Oh, yes.
We will set her and her friends aside because I think that everybody should know by now. And then in case you don't, men, stop fucking wearing tank tops. I don't care the situation.
Unless you're Eminem.
Or if it's a basketball jersey, which in that case, wears like a sweatshirt, a long sleeve underneath yeah. It looks good.
The only guy I've ever seen who rocks a white beater is Eminem.
It's just like, I don't want to see that much armpit hair at once. It's overwhelming. If I wanted to, I would just ask Renee to lift up her arms.
Here we go.
And I would be horrified enough.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I want to mention, and I know that Renee and I agree on this, cuffed jeans.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'll let you talk about these.
This summer, we see this guy. He worked at this bar that we were always at, and Claire had, like, met him a couple years earlier.
Yeah, I weirdly had known him for years.
Yeah, like, when she was a freshman, she met this guy, and he was, like, friends with someone I was talking to, which it was just, like, a weird connection, you know, like, where we're at, it's like a small, small, small town. Very,
it's just
very
Indianapolis
small.
Is a fucking small-ass world.
Yeah, so I look at him, and I'm like, he's pretty cute. So I check his Instagram. He has, like, blue dark wash cuffed jeans. Are you
not to mention
kidding me?
Light wash cuffed jeans and cuffed khakis, all of which about a size and a half too small.
Yes, but, like, some of them were, like, a boot-cut jean. And yes. It's like, I understand you want to be wearing skinny jeans right now, but you're not, and that's why you cuff them. But please just, you know, take your pants off. You
take
would look
your pants
better
off.
With your boxers on.
Literally, I would be less uncomfortable if you weren't wearing pants.
Yeah.
Stop it with that. And don't get us wrong. There are, granted, very, very few situations where a cuffed pant is okay.
Tyler Cameron,
but
shout out you.
Tyler Cameron can do no wrong.
No wrong.
But if aside from him, if anybody, like, if you're wearing especially, like, really, really tight jeans and you cuff them at the bottom and you put on some Sperry's with them or something, just,
when you have the Converse, the high top Converse under your cuffed jeans, if I don't kill myself then, like, I don't know when
then
I will.
Then I will 45 minutes later when I look at your Instagram.
Exactly.
And then my friend who I show it to will also be offing herself because
it's just not okay. It's the high top Converse or the Civil War ones. You know what I'm talking about. They're the brown. They look like they could be dress shoes, but they're
but they're not.
They're like a high top dress shoe. They are terrible. Do not.
Another one I wanted to bring up while I give you a little bit of time to brainstorm. Hawaiian shirts. They're not ironic or funny anymore.
Well,
If you are going to, like, a themed event, okay. Like you're still in college, you're going to a themed whatever, then fine. I don't care. It's fucking themed. Then, yeah, you can wear your Hawaiian shirt. If I see with the bars, I don't care if it's summertime. I don't care what fucking season it is. If you're wearing one of those short sleeve Hawaiian button downs, it's not funny. It's not ironic. It's not fashionable.
No.
It's just fucking gross. Stop wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Even if you were to meet me in the Walmart subway after we had a 1 second Tinder conversation, I was really into you and you wore that.
I would love to know more about where that idea came from.
Even if I knew we were going to the Walmart subway and you showed up in that, I
don't care where we're going. I don't care if you're about to be buried alive. Don't make it in a Hawaiian shirt.
He goes, please don't bury me alive in this. Just take my shirt off.
I don't care if you are like a 6'5", like Greek god, and you're so good looking. If you show up to the bars in a Hawaiian shirt and throw on some cuffed jeans,
that would be
am immediately looking the other way, because when I see something like that, it's not just that I don't like what you're wearing, it makes me think differently about you as a person. Like, people who wear stuff like that, I'm not just not attracted to it. Yeah. I literally think differently about you as a human being, and I'm like, oh, this is the type of guy who wears a Hawaiian shirt.
No, you
to the
know,
bars.
Yeah, you know a lot about a guy by the way that they dress, and I feel like the Hawaiian shirt and cuff jeans really says like more than anything who they are.
I
as
would
a
rather
person.
Have you wear a sweatshirt and just
a sweater
come
vest
on.
And a cuffed shirt under.
Ooh, well, maybe not.
Yeah.
And again, if you have any, just feel free to chime in. But another one that I wrote down is. Sneakers are so tricky because I have like dated people in the past where they wear sneakers so fucking well. Like I've dated guys who are like, especially like a really nice pair of Nikes or, you know, Jordan something
with some
gray
Air Force
jeans
ones,
or yes,
you know?
Or regular jeans, something like that, like a bigger sneaker looks so good and you can wear it to the bars.
Can I say something kind of controversial right now? I hate the Jordans.
Okay, well, which
the ones? The white ones with like the they have like a black or a red shiny. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You don't like those?
Let me.
Those
look.
Are really nice, expensive sneakers.
I understand.
I personally
hate them.
Okay.
I think
well,
they look so tacky on everyone.
Okay, I understand that's opinion. Not everybody is gonna have good taste in shoes.
Oh,
every way. Hold
yeah,
on.
These ones. I hate these. When they wear them with some
wait, hold
nice
on. No. You
light jeans or something.
You
like.
Realize that you just. I don't think that you realize what you clicked on. She just clicked on the Air Jordan Retro 11s, the Concord.
Yeah,
which
I hate
are
those.
Really nice. Okay.
I hate them. I think they look so tacky.
That's
I
fine.
Don't,
okay,
I don't care who you are.
Renee hates the Jordan 12s and the
I
Jordan
do.
11s that and the 13s. That's fine. I'm just looking at all these. What do you not like the ones? Come on.
No, those are no those ones. Oh. Those ones are fine.
Okay, Renee likes the ones.
No.
Who can't live? The ones are classic.
No, these ones?
You
the
hate
11s?
The 11s?
They are so ugly.
That's such a classic colorway, too. Oh,
I don't even care
okay,
about
okay,
the
no,
color.
No.
I think
that's
they
fine.
Are so...
That's fine.
When I see you wearing those, I just think trash.
Okay.
I know you have
well,
the money
okay,
for them. I just think trash.
If you're going to play it safe, wear the Jordan 1s. Or mm-hmm. You can never go wrong with the all-white Air Force 1s.
No.
You can't go wrong with those. They are... You can wear them with almost any... fucking kind of pants.
Mm-hmm.
You can wear them with anything.
Even cuff jeans.
Even no. But they always look good. But what I'm talking about is when guys, say a guy is going to the bar, and I know somebody would do this all the time. They dress up to go to the bar, so they wear like a pretty nice shirt and some khakis, which like, for me, khakis are so tricky because like if you wear them right, then fine. But if you don't, like, this guy would wear, like, a nice shirt and khakis and then, like, really tight-fitted running sneakers.
Oh,
and
baby.
It would just look, it gave me, like, dad vibes in a really bad way. And just be wearing, like, khakis, a button-down shirt tucked in, and some sneakers, like, running sneakers. Not like casual shoes, like, running sneakers. And I'm like, this just literally, I'm like, when my dad wears his Levi's and his New Balances, it looks less awkward than this.
Well, that's, you know, that's a classic dad shoe. The New Balances. We all know they use those to grill. So this weekend, while I was out, you know, I've dabbled in the sugar daddy world, not really.
Business,
but like,
shall we say?
Yeah, if I get a DM from someone asking me to send them pictures of my feet, I will entertain that conversation.
Given the price.
Given the price. So this guy had DM'd me like a year ago. And you know what? I'm just going to say it. When I look at his pictures, I don't think he is interested in my kind. I do not think that he likes
ugly
women.
Ugly ass girls.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that he likes women. I'm not saying like there is a type. I just, his body language, it just doesn't.
Well, you're what I would describe as the type of girl where when guys are kind of like in between or maybe like bisexual, you are the perfect bridge because you bring both male and female qualities exactly. to the table. You're the perfect manly girl. Yes. So I understand where he's coming from, but anyways, go ahead
and continue.
I
understand that too, but like I just look at him, I'm not feeling his vibe. It looks like he might be 5'6".
He's also wearing, and this is one that we forgot to mention, a really tight-fitted short-sleeve button-down, which all short-sleeve button-downs, leave them at the fucking door. Because I'm so... I don't like them. I don't like them, and I can't imagine... If you're a European male...
Go for it.
Go for it. But if you're not, don't. Because yeah. it doesn't look good. Even if you, I don't care if you are a UK 10 and you're wearing this short sleeve fitted button down and that's the style in your country. If I'm abroad, I'm not into it.
Yeah. So this guy, he'd probably DM'd me like a year ago. And, you know, I didn't really respond to him. Actually, let me open these up. He actually said, hey, happy belated. I'd like to know if you'd like to discuss an arrangement further. And then he sent a couple days later, guess not. Then he said, hey, what's up? 2 weeks later. So then last night, I don't know what got into him. He was like, are you looking for a sugar daddy? I said, if the price is right. He said, what price is right for you? I said, whatever you think is fair. Each of us are just like tiptoeing. We don't know what's happening right now. He
tiptoeing in your Jordan 1s, tiptoeing not 11s.
I hate the Jordan 11s. You're not getting started again. And he said, what do you normally do? Normally, I don't have a normally, so I just said, depends on the guy.
He said, I don't normally dabble, but what were you thinking?
He said, haha, well, what about a guy like me?
So a 4?
Yeah.
Probably like a pretty high price.
Probably like
a lot
5 grand
a week. Probably a lot of money. Probably 5 grand a week just to DM you back.
Yeah. And, yeah, he said, I'm thinking like 250, 500, but let me know. I said 250.
Did he ever specify for what?
That's what I said. I said 250 to 500 for what exactly? And he said, you tell me, it's whatever you are comfortable with. And I'm like, comfortable with?
Pictures of my pinky toe dipped in peanut butter.
Yeah, so
that's what I will be paid for.
Yeah, I can literally send you a picture of my meal if that's what I'm comfortable with.
I'll
and you'll
send
be
you
okay
some
with
really,
that.
I mean, phone eats first.
Phone eats first. This man
yeah, gets it.
He gets it. So I'm like, should I just say I'm only comfortable with sending you pictures of my feet? Because I'm totally comfortable with that. They're nasty.
They're not great. I'll tell you that. I hate it. Wait, we literally, Renee and I used to have an issue where I hated when she would put her feet on me. And she used to make an effort to constantly put her bare feet on my bare skin. And I was just like, get the fuck out of here.
Actually, so another thing happened this weekend. I was at the bars. All right. My best friend from home was visiting. And
shout out Lindsay.
Yeah, she's a big plastic straw girl. All right.
Big plastic straw girl.
So they gave us no straws when they gave us our drinks. So I had to reach over across this guy to grab those like two tiny little straws that you get like in the short cups at bars.
I know, it's the straws, yeah.
Yeah. So I grabbed two of those and this man was in between me and the straws.
Okay.
And he thought maybe this was an opportunity to chat. And I didn't get that at all. I did not get that at all. But so I was like, oh, excuse me. I grabbed the two straws.
Pardon my reach.
And he goes, those are some nice feet. And first of all, my big toe is half painted. You know, the toenails grow out. Like 6 months, you still have your toenail polish on.
I can attest to this. Her big toenails are nothing to be desired.
No, nothing to write home about. Like, they are half painted. The other toes have obviously already grown out.
They leave little to the imagination and a lot to your gag reflex.
And a lot to be desired. Yeah, so he's like, oh, those are some nice feet. Okay, I'm just going to be honest. I've got some nice arches. So I think that's what he was looking
weird
at.
Weird flex on a man.
I've heard it before.
From a man?
Yeah.
Okay, unless just you're a dancer, then like I'm not picks. Concerned about yeah, your high
arches. So he looks down. He's like, "Oh, those are some nice feet." And you know what? I turn to my friends. I start talking to them. I'm not paying attention to this guy. And then my other friend Jade, hi. She said this creepy guy was just talking to Renee about how her feet were nice, and the guy turns around and goes, "Yeah, I'm still looking."
No.
I got shivers. Yeah. I was like, oh.
I'm looking.
Yeah, and then as we're leaving, he's like, "All three of your guys' feet are nice."
Oh, so this guy has an issue.
Yeah, it's not specifically my feet.
Hold on. Not an issue. A fetish. There's no issue. There's no problem with
that. We might have some feet guys on here, or girls.
Shout out our feet kings. But just don't be weird about it. Shout out Quentin Tarantino, our biggest foot guy.
It was so weird.
And this kind of leads us into next week. What we're going to talk about is it's a very common thing for girls our age too. There's a website where you can find sugar daddies. And do not get this confused.
Do not get it twisted.
It is not people hooking up with old men. It is more girls who are going on these websites and get paid to go to dinner.
It's very with somebody easy you can to get, go on a first date.
Yeah, but next week we're going to have girls send us their, and if you are a girl listening, send us your sugar daddy
to
messages.
What email, Claire?
To in.our.defense.podcast@gmail.com, because guess what? Everybody who sends something in will at the very least get an email back, even if it's just a frowny face.
Saying, "Hey, I love dogs" in my signature.
It might be a frowny face that says, "From Claire Conti, Butler University, German Club, former
Club.
Scotty's Doghouse employee, track and crew, love hedgehogs, XOXO, anime 2020, something like that. But so send them in, especially if you have these DMs. We are so curious to learn about girls' experiences with talking to older men online. It's really funny to us. So again,
this has been Renee and one of her friends.
That was so dramatic. This has been Claire, one of her friends. Have a good weekend. Bye. This has been Claire, one of her friends.